Sippers, before we go anywhere or get into this episode of the Tea With Me podcast, I need to point out this recording took place on a beach in Australia. It's me, Mickey Bartlett, William Thompson. For the first, I don't know, 50 minutes of this, we don't address the fact that we are on a beach because the audio listeners will have no idea what we're talking about for a lot of the stuff that we're talking about. Also, before we go anywhere, Mysteries will be live this Sunday in Mandela Hall. This is a truly, it's not just a history podcast, it's a historic event. The first time me and Kieran Bartlett are coming together for a live episode of the podcast that's shaking the history world. This podcast isn't history, it's a present and it's a future. It's one of the greatest history podcasts of all time. The subject matter will be the moon landings and famous gladiators. It's going to be a great time. Mandela Hall, perfect venue for it. So that is this Sunday. And there still might be tickets there by the time this episode comes out. But don't say we didn't warn you. Please enjoy this episode. Sippers, welcome to this episode of the Tea With Me podcast. Before we get into it, I actually need to do ad reads.
Do you right now? Yeah. I love the ad reads. Class. Oh, there's no auto cue.
Do you know what it's like? It's like getting homework on holiday. Before we get into anything, I'll make these as quick as I can. Patreon.com/TeaWithMePodcast. Stars in Your Eyes is going out. Well, it's already out. Patreon exclusive. There's bonus episodes every Monday, live stream on a Friday. You can go back and watch all of that. Patreon.com/TeaWithMePodcast. Manscaped.
Because you want to keep it smooth down under. Am I right?
Oh, yes. Yeah.
Manscaped, call me.
The number one in men's below the belt group. Do Manscaped not sponsor?
We have a sponsor. Names? No. We're old school.
Well, like, before you came out here, you
borrowed your auntie's sunglasses?
You didn't. No, they're Elton John's. You got lined up today on the head, but you got lined up in a different head before you came out here, is that right?
Oh, yeah. I used my Manscaped lawnmower.
Did you use the 5.0?
Yeah.
And you were saying you love that has wireless charging technology, didn't you?
Exact words from my mouth.
Yeah.
Which is weird.
What I think's great about the Manscaped, from what I've heard, is I use a shitty other brand.
Ah.
A lot of catching.
Yes, yes. You're probably all cut up down there,
My scrotum's chewed up like a bit of gum.
Who sang Cut Up? Usher?
Don't know what.
I'm so caught up.
That's caught up.
Not caught up. Yeah. Right.
But that's there. Speaking of Usher, my Tesla's got caught up in my trimmer.
Yep.
So that does make sense what you just said.
Yeah, exactly. Manscaped, when I brought my Manscaped stuff abroad, they have the performance package, travel stuff. Go to manscaped.com, use code Tea With Me for 20% off and free shipping. Also, we are sponsored by NordVPN. Now, this is the first time I've done this without the fucking screen.
Best of luck.
Sit back and enjoy us.
Even though I'm on the other side of the world, I'm still passionate about virtual private networks. Encrypted tunnels help to...
Is that what that stands for?
Virtual private network.
I did not know that, thanks, Shane.
And what that means is you could, like, see, because we're here, Mick, you've been here for a good while, you're probably on your laptop flat out.
Flat out.
Right? And people will be tracking that and seeing what you're probably, as well, when you're staying in hotels as well.
You're tracking it?
They're tracking it. They're trying to snoop on you, see what you're doing.
We need to wrap this up. No, we don't. Do you know why?
Why?
Because I have NordVPN.
NordVPN. Well, you're a pervert. But that's besides the point. You can hide your data in an encrypted tunnel just because we're down here. Only last night, me and Willie were watching Get My Headpiece down under in our hotel room, weren't we?
Yeah,
we can do that because, they block what you can watch, but not with NordVPN. The link is in the description. They have 3 months or something money back threat protection guarantee refund technology. Check it out. NordVPN does what for your internet security what Manscaped does for your balls.
Wipes them clean.
My guests today are none
Doesn't
other
make it bleed. Sorry.
Than William Thompson. Woo. And Mickey Bartlett.
Yes.
You die.
And lads, look at this. Look at this.
It's a tough job, isn't it?
This guy, can I just say, this guy, I'm having a great time. You're having a great time. Nobody is having a better time on this continent than this guy right here.
Australians are my people, man.
Have
you talked to any of you just went like this? Fucking great. Tell the truth.
I've been talking away to people. I've been a very friendly guy.
Let's start this by saying, earlier today, me and Willie nearly killed a homeless guy.
That's, yeah, welcome to Australia.
Yeah, that's been the only confrontation we've had.
You've only been here a day.
Yep.
But he deserved it, he was a cunt.
Right, so do you want to, let's talk people through that.
Yeah.
So
you where were we?
We were at the juice bar, which is where all hard men start their tales.
Absolutely.
We were at the fruit juice bar. Yeah. And we were ordering
our juice. Every bar. One of us made a joke. Every one of us paused and went, nah, not today.
Which is what we said to that guy. Yeah. Not today, punk, not today. So we try and act hard in this story while waiting for our juices. So there was two, like, would you call them business women?
They were in suits, so yeah.
And they were waiting for their juices, and there was like a guy there, no top on, pair of denim shorts. Sorry, I was like, but this guy was like, yeah, he was bothering them.
Uh-huh.
So they're like being quite straight with him, being like, we're just trying to wait for our drinks. Can you just leave?
I think you need to tell Mickey how he was bothering them, because it was very surreal.
Maybe I missed that bit. I just knew he was bothering them. I don't know what he was
saying. So he was shouting at them fully in the shop, and as I caught, he went, I just asked you a question. Are you a fucking pedophile or not?
That's right.
Screaming. Where are you from?
He had his suspicions.
Put it down. He was just screaming, are you a fucking nonce? You fucking nonce.
He was accusing them of that, these two, like, probably women. I mean, like, mid-20s.
Drinking juice is pretty pedo-y, like.
Yeah.
Like, just have a beer, but.
Yeah. So there's loads of people standing around, and I turned around in the aisle and said,
I think I'm gonna have to get involved.
Right? So I was like, someone's gonna do something here. Because he was starting to shout in their faces, and he wasn't moving on. Right? So I was like, ah, no. And I said, I think I said, mate, you just need to move on.
You did, yeah.
I was like, you just need to move on.
You were like a strict substitute teacher, yeah. Had enough.
And my hands on my hips, right? I said, I like fun as much as an ex man. Hey, I like to shout in strangers' faces as much as an ex guy. I wear no shoes or socks, but I was like, mate, you need to just move on. And then the guy, like, turned for some reason, thought it was Willie that said it to him. And he said, did he ask you where you were from? He said, I'm from heaven, where are you from?
No, he said, I've been sent from God, where are you from?
And Willie,
sent by the devil, motherfucker.
Willie said, way better than that. 10 times, he said, right? 10 times, he said, what the fuck did you say to me? And the guy, like, if you walk past it, and you were like, there's a crackhead starting on people, you would have thought it was him.
The fuck did you say to me? What the fuck did you say to me?
So I had to step in front of Willie, and I was saying to this guy's like, now this guy's facing us and he's starting to like, he's going, right. And I'm like, I'm telling him, that guy off, I'm telling him off, going, stop talking to him, like stop trying to have a conversation, the fuck did you say to me, right?
And I was genuinely confused.
Yeah.
Because he turns around to me, he's like, I'm sent from heaven, where the fuck are you from? I was like, what?
And he goes,
are you a fucking pedo as well? And I'm like,
that's besides your point.
I was like, what? And then he goes, are you calling me a fucking dog cunt? And I'm like, what is happening? I genuinely don't know. I have a berry blast waiting for me here. And you're stopping me getting
it. So have you. You're asking.
So it got, like, it was a situation where I was like, oh, I also said, I also went, man, there's a police over there. Now, in my head, there was no police. I just made that up. But it turned out there fully was. So he wanted to get the guy, like,
he was like, a police are over. He goes, what fucking police season? He goes, ah.
Yeah. But then he still, like, didn't care. And I was like, this is going to end in such a bad way.
Yeah.
And, like, as much as, like, me and you like to go boxing, like, we don't have, like,
a street fight with
a real man.
Yeah.
So a child, yes. But I was like, this is terrible. So I was like, I'm going to have to be, like, I'm gonna have to hit you, mate. Like, I'm gonna have to tell
him. Don't wake me, defend myself.
Then I was like, I was like, this is gonna be such a shit day if we have to go to a police station, if I don't know what the crack is. So, but eventually, I just managed to talk him into just walking away, and it was horrific. And then it was just like over.
What frightened me is when he was talking to me and I could see his teeth.
He was the teeth of a wild dog.
But he did have some teeth.
He
had a suggestion of teeth.
Were they methy?
Yeah.
They weren't very methy.
They
were fucking everywhere, mate.
They were disgusting.
Methy has teeth in Perth.
Absolutely, no molars. He doesn't rough them at all.
Haven't been to the dentist in ages.
Get sense of them.
I'd be sent from God.
Well, it's fucked, because, like, I haven't had that many problems with, like, because you do see a lot of, like, people talking to themselves and shouting cunt at the sky, like, nuts. Yep.
And my missus is Australian, so she's very like, "Oh, you're all right, mate. Like, you're all right, mate." Yeah. Yeah. And I've seen her like just walk past meth heads and just be like,
"Like it's nothing."
Yeah, and they just seem to be like, "Thanks." It's like they almost go, "I'm sorry, I've taken us," and they're back into their room.
Because our homeless they're special brewed up. What, yeah. You know what I mean? They've had a few cans.
What we like to do with the mental people back home is stick them on a Facebook Live.
And have them
do mental shit.
Or give them a TikTok.
Yeah.
I was like walking back from that shop after getting a couple of wee cans.
Yeah.
And there was a guy just cycling, like fucking side to side and saying either prayers or poetry out loud and looking at people in the eye, and I was just like, Nope.
Yeah, like the homeless here are addicted to meth. Back home, yeah, they're addicted to TikTok.
Yeah.
But it was the scariest. I realised I'd made a mistake because I just saw him squaring up to you, and it was just the fucking slapper at my mate. As soon as he turned around and went, "I've been sent from God. Where are you from?" I was like, "Might be out of my death here."
Yeah.
No, you just kept saying, "What the fuck did you say to me?" And it got more like baritone as it went on.
What did you say? What did you say? What did you say?
In the end, it was like, remember Frank Butcher in EastEnders? He went, "The fuck you say to me, boy?" It was terrible. Then he just walked off. But I was like, that could happen a million times a day.
I was doing nothing to de-escalate the situation.
3 o'clock.
No, it's 2:10. Yeah.
It was fucking... I'm still afraid we're going to run into.
If you're trying to like give him code for checking people
don't
out,
use time.
Don't do that. Because yesterday at the beach, Willie nearly like... Genuinely, he was that like into it that he didn't have cerebral palsy for like 10 minutes. Does that make sense? He was like... He just came out of yourself and you concentrated.
That's like
your
big fat arse and some sunshine.
Well, you missed an absolute belter.
You were like
she just thought I was like Willy.
It was like being a Willy Wonka's shop for you.
Oh, it was absolutely amazing.
That's funny, because there was a day we were in
those
there.
Those arses are scrumdiddly umptious, I'll tell you.
I'm making like a short film with a bunch of comedians, right? And with my girlfriend. And as we were, right?
Oh.
I can't
look. Mean over his shoulder.
Because I'm in a relationship, right?
I feel like the people, there's like a T-Rex behind them and they can't see it.
I don't know.
It's in the blue, dabba-dee, dabba-dee. Fucking. This is why Mickey's in such good shape, man. Constant DDP yoga on the beach.
Mickey went full oil there, like you didn't move and your neck
went. It was like The Exorcist.
These aren't even salt, these are MERS. It's like, see if there's any dirt in them.
I will say we were modern men on the beach and caught ourselves. We were like, we need, like, we'll stop looking.
Oh, you have to, because especially when you're from Ireland, you can't keep it in. You have to go, holy fuck.
Yeah.
It's dudes more than it is women.
Like, literally nobody's fat.
Man, it's hard to be fat out here. That's what I, like.
Yeah.
But there was a couple of weeks ago, we were making this short film, and I'm not making this up. We're in, like, fucking the middle of nowhere, and there's me, my girlfriend, and two dudes doing, like, the camera work. And two Swedish
sort of film.
I just realized, we're in the bush too.
In the middle of Perth.
Two Swedish girls came out in bikinis cycling on BMXs, and my brain just went, "Look straight ahead, you stupid cunt, she's watching you." Right? And I'm like staring at a tree, like and like I could time in my head, I went 3, 2, 1, I could just feel Taylor looking at me. Like are they good looking? I'm like, stinking.
So can you be like, how far away is like any kind of outback? How far do you have to go before it gets like
in Perth? That 40 minutes when you're in like you're in the sticks, like. And there's, like, you don't realise how big Australia is until you start driving around, even just along motorways. That place we were filming, there's a little, like, wee town in the middle of it, and a 15-minute drive up a hill, and there's kangaroos just running straight past it.
I was going to say, like, have you seen wild animals?
Yeah. Seen a bunch. Like, seen a blue-tongued lizard last week, just in a housing estate, not even, like, anywhere mad. There's certain points, if you look in between trees and the, like, maybe more in the city centre, I don't know, but in Fremantle, but... There's golden orb spiders. So
we saw spiders yesterday, didn't we?
The golden orb ones are about the size of your fist. Completely harmless, but they're fucking huge. They catch birds.
Right.
So see the actual spider webs? You can flick the web and it doesn't break, it's like a guitar string.
Right.
So they're terrifying whenever you're just like, you just see them.
Yeah.
What else have I seen? That's pretty much it.
The spiders fascinated. Like, you were terrified of them, even though you stopped. You hated it. I loved it.
What did you see? Because I was cycling ahead. Was it a web? Like those spiders,
like a series of branches. and just like it looked like fucking rope swings.
That's probably
them, like,
the golden orb ones, yeah. Yeah, probably.
But the big ones aren't the scary ones. They're not the ones you need to be afraid of.
Yeah, it's like the wee redbacks.
The redbacks fucking kill you.
Like the funnel web ones that are out the other side of the country.
Right, see where you're living here. Could there potentially be that in your house tonight?
I don't know about spiders. I haven't seen any spiders. What has happened a couple of times is
at home
there's wee lizards. Yeah, yeah. There's wee lizards running about the outside of the house. And I opened the sliding door to take a bit of Washington, and a lizard tail just fell out of the roof.
Nope.
But it's because it's them wee ones that just like geckos that just shoot the tails off. Right. Like fucking psych, and then they grow back.
Right. That's class.
But it wiggled for a full half an hour after it hit the ground.
He wants to see a koala bad.
And I didn't clean it. I want to see what happened.
Have you met a koala?
No, not yet.
He keeps saying he wants to meet a koala. Like, not like.
Oh, you will nice meet them.
Nice to meet you, sir.
They work part time in Woolies.
I was asking my hairdresser today about
Willie Thompson.
I was asking my hairdresser today about it. And I was like, what are the. Genuinely, it was like you going, like, I've met Kevin Hart. I was like, she was like, oh, I've met a koala. I was like, what's he like?
Yeah.
Nice guy. And she's like, they fucking stink. They're like the smelliest animal in the world.
Well, I went to like the petting zoo to see one in Sydney, but you're not allowed to hold it. I didn't want to anyway. You can stand beside it. But I think here and there's somewhere else where you can actually, the government are like, nah, you fuck, get one the headlock.
Yeah, like, WA is a different fucking.
Yeah, it's the only state I think you're allowed here in Queensland. It's the only two states you're allowed to do it. The rest have a no holding law.
So
I've read up a lot in koalas.
Can you do it in Brisbane?
That's Victoria?
No,
that is Queensland. Yeah, yeah.
Is it?
Yeah, probably.
Right, because the wee man wants that. Like, we got to do this for
you're going to be able to.
I have a look in my face that I didn't know I had before until I started seeing photos in koalas. That's just pure.
Did you see quokkas and rottnest?
This guy, like, genuinely.
That's the cutest naughty. Have you seen it?
Yeah. Also, when he looked at one of those wee things, it was like, you know the two Spider-Man meme?
Yeah.
Where they're looking at each other? They looked at them and were like, Dada? People were getting photos with Willie. They're like, it's the biggest one we've seen.
There's a thing to do out here. I don't know if it's still true, and I haven't been to Rottnest. I haven't seen the quokkas yet.
Right.
But there was a game out here for a while called Quokka Soccer, where you would basically go out to Rottnest and start booting quokkas.
No. No, come on.
Because
they're so cute.
Because they're so cute, and because there's no like predators out there, when they see people, they're like, oh, yeah, you can, can't.
No predators for a size 10 Jordan.
Quokkas.
That's terrible. That's so hard.
Quokka Soccer, that, like. But I laugh at it when I heard about it too. I was like, that's hilariously dark.
I hate that. And you can't go back in case someone kicks you.
I know. I know my fucking legs are aching.
But you love them. Like, see, when you go to Rottnest, people don't know, it's like an island. It like, takes half an hour. We went yesterday by ferry to get to it. And that's the only place they live.
Yeah.
You kept calling them chockas, and we went along with you because we don't know what they are.
I read it and thought it was chocka, but it's cocka. Quokka.
Like when you're in the restaurant over there, they're like round your feet and all. And at the start, I was like, they look cute, but then they are basically like giant rats.
Yeah.
They're like shedding everywhere.
Yeah.
I one time saw, the first time I came out here was in Melbourne, I saw a guy punch a possum. I swear to God. I was an Irish cunt too. No, it wasn't until I was an Australian guy.
Right.
He's Irish. And we were walking along this wee street in Melbourne, and there's like a wall with a wee bit of, like a garden area in the middle of the city, and this possum's just fucking dattering across. And the Australian guy was like, oh, you fucking can't. And he whacked it. And you would think, because the size of a possum, that it would go flying. And it just kind of went like, like, looked at him. Hey, what are you doing, you fucking moron?
Well, are you going to move to Australia? You love it.
I would love to come out even for like 3 months. If I could get somewhere I could do enough gigs that I'm not bankrupting myself.
I have the perfect plan.
You did have an amazing plan.
I hope we come out here and do the festivals next year.
Yeah.
So how long is that?
So you do Perth, Adelaide, Melbourne, Sydney. It's January, May, essentially. So 5 months. We could 100% do that. That'd be great.
And would you do like a compilation show?
Yeah, I would say it's the best. Like, do a compilation show, do a week of like solo shows.
Yeah.
And
what, like a best generally. Of Irish kind of thing? Yeah, or Belfast thing?
Yeah, you just, like in festivals, if you just go best of nationality.
Yeah, yeah.
People go to it. Like, but that you said that, and I was like, I haven't even researched this, and I'm all in.
Yeah,
I'll really fucking sell this.
Would like living here be way better for your condition and your muscles?
100%. Like, I'm sore because we've moved a lot, but I'm not cramped up. It is really fucking good for me. And the swimming and that you're able to walk, it's fucking great. I haven't felt this loose ever.
Yeah.
It's fucking amazing. Yeah. And I love that everyone.
Does the weather affect it as well, right enough? Like,
think about your muscles when it's cold.
Ah, right enough.
So
yeah,
think
yeah.
about mine where it's even tighter. Seeing a really cold winter's day, I can't really move.
Yeah.
And it's sore to get out of bed. But here, it's fucking great. It's
like psoriasis disappears too. Like,
yeah.
Do you know what I mean? All the shit that.
And everyone here, like, what I love about Australia.
Sectarianism disappears as well, boys.
Oh, no, that's part of it. No, not still in me. But the best part is no one's in a rush to do anything.
No, it's
they're the most chilled
like,
out people.
We were talking about, like, there's so many parks, but maybe it'd be interesting to hear from you about, like, we think everything here is amazing.
Yeah.
We're like, it's perfect. Like, what's, so what is the catch it's actually perfect. Living here?
I think the only catch of living here is that the rent is extortionate. Especially, I think, like, especially in Perth, because they had, like, a mining boom that only sort of shed its pants a couple of years
like
ago. Yeah. Yeah, mining boom.
There's another guy. Look at that. I broke the first room of mine.
I was going to say, you can't make noise, cunt.
The first room of mine.
I'm in a car.
Fuck, it's windy, isn't it?
Imagine I'm on space. Right, so there was a mining boom.
Yeah, so they had loads of money and I think it's just sort of ran out. So basically it's like the rents went fucking insane. They didn't, I don't think they really had a housing crisis that we had at home. So that's kicked in now.
Right.
So like there's certain things where like the dollar's weaker than the pound at the minute, but you'd still be paying like £7 a pint.
Yeah.
If you do it in those terms, you would do it in pint terms.
Right. Yep.
But
you're like the pint Martin Lewis.
I'm 100%. I have a dream. No, different guy.
I could save you 9 pints in your heating bill every month.
But that's the only downside I can say is like, I keep saying, I don't know how anybody can be depressed out here when you're always wearing shorts.
Yeah. Yeah.
So but it has to
when
come
the wind
at some
kisses
cost.
Your knees, you're going to be like,
but I'll say that you're saying, like, it is dearer than a pint. I think me and you have agreed on this. The desire to pint is nowhere near
yeah,
strong.
It's like, and I think anytime I've done a serious bit of drinking, you either can't get drunk because you're sweating it out of you, or you get so drunk so quick you save money in the long run.
Yeah.
Right.
You know, like 2 pints like, in, I'm like, I need to go to bed because yeah. I'm fucking roasting.
Now, don't get me wrong, you see a lot more arseholes, I think, out here because.
Two yeah, I know, right behind you. It's like a fucking Bond film behind us.
So I feel like I should point out, because this is so weird, people might think we're just doing this in a hotel room. So it'd be weird to be
what
like...
What kind of fucking look, hotel room?
No. If they're audio listeners...
How shit is your budget?
If they're audio listeners, you know what I mean? So I feel like point. We should have pointed that out watchers. At the start. We're at the beach.
Yeah, that mime bit would have died in the toilet. Somebody in the car, like, why don't you just go quiet? Is my Spotify not working?
Yeah, I feel like I should have flagged at the start. We're at the beach.
Is this a public
sense.
Or a Patreon?
It's public.
Oh, shit. Hello, people. Yeah. I did not know that.
Your posture just got way better there.
It did, yeah. No, someone walked past again. I was like, oh.
Hide this boner.
It's, I totally get why people do, like, if you're, like, 21 or whatever, like, of course you just move.
It's definitely something I wish I'd done when I was younger.
Yeah,
I've been here,
yeah.
Like, 100%.
I feel that's the position I'm in because I don't have kids or a girlfriend, so I'm like, there's nothing. Yeah.
I think, like, anybody
really
I know that's been out here a while from Ireland, they'll get homesick, go home, and within a week they're like, that's enough.
Right.
Like, I have a couple of mates like went back for Christmas, and they're like, within fucking 10 days, you're going to have seen everybody.
Yes.
And I'm happy enough to see
everybody.
And it's,
right
it's
here. The same.
Yeah, yeah.
Since before you left, so that's you're like fucking like, back out.
Do you do that thing where like the first day you're out here, on the way here, you're keeping up to date with all the news from home? You know, like, what's going on back home?
I don't keep up the date with the news from home when I'm at home.
Right, yeah. Right. No, but, like, I don't mean the news as in, like, BBC news. I mean, like, what everybody's up to, what they're doing. Does that go away pretty quick, or you're like...
Yeah, I think, like... But I've been coming out here that much in the last year anyway. That doesn't really factor in. There's times, though, where, like, I'll wake up, and you've all had a bit of chat on the WhatsApp, and then all gone to bed, and I'm like, oh...
Right.
I don't
want
to jump in with one, because it looks like either I'm going to wake yous up, or it took me 5 hours to think of a joke.
Yeah.
There's times I like you will write in, and I'm the only one sees it, but I never reply because I don't want people to know I'm up at 3 a.m. playing PlayStation, so I don't say anything.
Well, I haven't done any drunk FaceTimes home. I think New Year's Eve I got like, because I'd sort of agreed with myself I'm going to go off booze for January. So on New Year's Eve I got fucking twatted, and I think I told everybody in my phone I loved them.
Right.
Like started it there, just worked my way down.
So you've not really been drinking.
No,
because I think last time you did the podcast back home, you were talking about maybe knocking drinking on the head and you were sort of fed up with it.
Yeah, I just like, I think, like, we because me and Taylor sort of did like a basically 3-month run around the UK and stuff. So we were drinking loads. I put a fucking ton of weight back on after Edinburgh. And then I just hit a point where I was like sort of bored of it.
Yeah.
And again, being out here, you're just like,
you sent me your before and afters when we were on the plane.
Yeah, I've sent everybody that.
I was like, fucking superb.
Yeah, that's one of them ones where I'm like, I haven't put it online yet. And it, that, to be fair, the after was good, like in the changing room.
You're looking fucking good, man.
Yeah. You've put the work in.
I'm working out like fuck.
Yeah.
8 times a week.
Yeah.
That's because like, I was texting you at like 2 in the morning on the plane. Just like a wee giggling schoolgirl. It was class.
But again, being out here, especially, I think I always like exercising in the summer anyway. You always get up earlier. You're always feeling better about doing it. And when you're out here and like in the shape that I was in, and I'm still not in great shape, you do just go, fuck this. Like,
I feel like a fucking troll.
I feel like a fat bat. I've lost the guts of a stone and a half since Christmas.
Yeah.
And I'm still like, no, I keep my shirt on in the pool if that's all right.
Because yeah, like, everybody here is ripped.
And even if they're not ripped, they're so like confident. Because everyone is so laid back. I feel like here versus home, and even we're not as bad as say somewhere like London, but like everyone compares himself to everyone else at home. And like here, I feel like even the people who aren't in unreal shape, which aren't that many people, they just carry themselves with so much confidence. They're just like,
there's a thing that I like, there's a positive and a negative to it. It's big enough that you can be anonymous. So yeah, that's what I was gonna say. You do meet more cunts on a night out because no one will remember the next day.
Right.
But the flip side of it is you're also like, oh yeah, who gives a shit?
Yeah.
Like, yeah.
But I would love to move. Like,
is it something you're genuinely considering?
After being here a full day?
Yeah.
Yes. I have no home, as far as I'm concerned.
But I haven't flown back from Australia and not cried.
Yeah.
Like, anytime in an airport, I'm like, fucking.
And you fly business home?
Well, I do now.
Yeah. I'm crying into your filet mignon.
Yeah, can't afford my phone bill. But
did you say you hit it hard on the way here?
Man, I got snattered on the way here. So I won't put the candle on because it goes away. When I flew out at Christmas, I'd upgraded to extra leg room, right? So I was like, that's working class, business class. That's as good as you can get for grand. But I had to do an all-nighter and then drive to Dublin Airport for like, I had to leave the house at like 2 in the morning.
Right.
So I went online and it was cheap to upgrade from Dublin to Doha.
So yeah, for anyone who does, it's like a, 7-8 hour flight to the Middle East. You go to Doha or Qatar usually.
And then I was doing a 15 hour flight to Sydney. So I was like, right, I'll upgrade the business class for the first flight. That'll help my sleep. So I'll get a bit of sleep back. Then when I get the second flight, because all I was thinking about was the jet lag.
Yes, and for people who wouldn't be sure, so like, because we're self-employed and you're coming here to work,
yeah,
you can claim that.
You claim back off tax stuff, yeah. But it was like,
so I don't want anyone listening being
we're not bougie.
I said he's a big shot, but literally, like, you can claim it as a working expense.
Well, that's the thing, yeah. And that's the only reason I did it.
Yeah.
And you do feel like a fucking cunt.
You pay for it in cash as
Man, you pay for it in coke. I was like, what's it, 500? Just cut half it. Just turn up to this fucking check-in desk with a set of scales. What can you do for me?
How much, 107 pints?
But it ended up like, so I upgraded the business class for the first flight, and I landed in Doha, and my brain was going, that was lovely, like I was
no
nice.
Drinks enough, did you sleep enough?
I slept for most of it, and then when I woke up I was like, oh, there's a cocktail menu. I went, fuck, there's old fashions on a plane.
Yeah, right.
So I ordered an old fashions before I landed, and I was like, here's 2 more of them quick. And then they brought the food out and I was like, the food's unbelievable. So then we got to Doha, I went, right, how much is it to upgrade from here to Sydney? And the guy told me how much it was, and I went, no fucking way.
Right.
And I walked about 10 feet, and my ego went, fucking do it.
Right.
And I don't even want to say out loud how dear it was, right? It was a year's rent. And I just went, I fuck it, right? And it was the best money I've ever spent in my life. I would do it again in a heartbeat.
It's so fucking good.
I would do it again in a fucking heartbeat. The seat in that plane treated me better than my fucking girlfriend does.
I've never had anyone in my life be so nice to me as that staff.
Do you know what was hilarious too? When I got on, it was, you could tell the staff were like, oh, it's his first time. Because I was like,
right. Yeah.
I was at the bar where there's loads of like fucking, you know, premium like spirits and stuff. Yeah. And I'm like, are these me pastries just to take?
You like, was it like, you know Borat when he's in the lift and he's like, I will not move to a bigger room.
Wow, are we?
You could tell I was the only guy who'd never done it before as well, right? Because in our flight, from Doha. So they bring out a glass of champagne, and I'm like, oh, thank you. Glob. Then I draw another one, I was like, why not? Then they brought out this wee, it was like a braised beef cube with like wasabi sauce and stuff, right? And I was like, oh, lethal. Nom, right? I look around, everyone else is carving it up, and I'm like, oh, fuck.
You had it out of the guy's
hand. And the dude came over and was like, draw another one of those too. And I was like, uh-huh, right? So he set another one down. And my brain's going, come on now, carve it up, be a gentleman. But I had two glasses of Prosecco in myself. I was like, fucking yuck. Once again.
At mealtime, everyone was sitting up properly. But, their dinner. I was in a bag, like, watch your Batman.
The plan spelling it. I was watching Batman versus Ninja Turtles. Drinking the dearest whiskey on earth.
The guy across from you is crunching the quarterly numbers.
I'm taking this off my taxes.
I also know where they give you the wee pajamas. Yeah. This is how stupid I am, because I've never flown it ever. Give me those pajamas. I literally like got up from my seat, walked over to yours, and went, am I allowed to put these on now? 5 minutes later,
she is like that.
I came up the aisle looking like the kid from Monsters Inc. Just like, look at me, Dad.
They gave me the pajamas. I looked, they went medium. That'll be all right. Even the first one from Dublin to Doha, I couldn't find the headphones. And I was like, I thought at one point, do my Bluetooth headphones connect to that fucking TV?
Right.
I got very above, like above my own station. And the girl was like, oh, they're in the armrest, just fucking, you see your elbow.
Elbow drop it? Do you have a people's elbow?
It's unreal. And honestly, and like, when they handed me the blankie, and I'm like, feel the weight of that. Unbelievable. Like the closest I've got to it, twice I've flown home from here and had a road to myself.
Right.
And
yes.
I was like, you can't beat this.
Oh, there's nothing better.
There's nothing better. And then I've upgraded the business class and I'm like, this is better than my own house.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's the first time I've been on a flight, and when we were landing, I was like, oh, for fuck's sake.
You know when you know
do a couple of laps there, man.
You know when like guys talk about like, oh, my mate thought that the stripper fancied him.
Aye.
It's like that with, because the airline air hostesses or whatever, there's like there'll be like one of them for every like six people.
Yeah.
So they are Mr. Bartlett, you know, and every time you speak to them, it's, they don't look it up, they just know, okay, that's Mr. Bartlett in that seat. You think they think you're you know what I mean?
Man, I was lucky as well, having like really, there was a point where one of the stewardesses, you don't even like saying stewardess, you want to go staff.
Yeah.
And she put her hand on my shoulder when I was drinking on the second flight, and she went, can you handle this? And I was like, oh, yeah, I'll be all right.
All right, Destiny's chair.
So I'm making fucking Bartlett, right? But there was a point where she came around to order, like ask what food I wanted.
Right.
Like, what do you want for breakfast? And I went, well, like what? And it's like, I haven't flown business class before, what should I get? And she went, everything.
Yeah.
I was like, that's quite,
what's that film, Everything All at Once or whatever?
Yeah, that was Everything All at Once or whatever. Yeah. Yeah.
But who was the man on the flight?
Oh, we had Rob Thomas from Matchbox 20. Yeah. And the Scottish band Mogwai. So it was an all-star flight.
All-star flight, man.
All-star flight.
Imagine that, how that went down.
So I'll full disclosure on this. I'm a huge Matchbox 20 fan.
Why wouldn't you be?
Right? I love them. I think they're great.
I didn't know any of their songs, but I'm a fan of the song Smooth.
Yeah, it would have been great if at 3 a.m. you had one over to Rob Thomas, like, ah.
Must be lonely, mate. So I sort of chickened out of going over to him. And I said to Willie, because of the way the seats were, I went, if you see Rob Thomas go to the bar, come get me. We'll conveniently go for a drink. We'll get chatting to him. That's all. I don't want a selfie. All I want is, what's happening, mate? Well, Rob, that would be enough for me. So what happens is, conveniently, Willie falls asleep for 5.5 hours, right?
Fantastic. Best sleep I've ever
had. Sleep ever.
And then I woke up to go for a piss, and I was like half asleep. And then I realised he was in the bar chatting to everyone. And I was like, this would be perfect. But I just didn't have, I was so tired. I was like, I can't do it. And then I went to sleep, and then I think Willie came to get me an hour later to go, Rob Thomas in the bar, but I was asleep.
Right.
So it just didn't work out.
The only interaction I had with him was I went in my big pajamas that the sleeves were too big for, and came back with like a big handful of pastries. And he just saw like this fucking wee man child in pajamas that were too big for him. Just like, I was like rolling up the aisle.
You do lose your mind.
Like, he was just looking at me like, what the fuck? And I was like, he's on a flight.
Like, I remember like when they handed the food out, and I went, oh, this will just be a better version of airplane food. And I took one mouthful of like the mashed potato and gravy and went, Jesus.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, I had one bite incredible. Of steak and went, fuck the NHS.
Aye.
I'm like, this is amazing.
It's the novelty for us, because if you weren't like going for work, you would never do this in a million years.
From now on, I will endeavour. That's the only way I fly now. Like, I'm going to have to. Obviously, if I'm going on a fucking...
Aye, you're not getting business class to Glasgow.
Yeah, I'm not going to get business class to fucking Tenerife if I go away for a week.
Yeah.
Because it doesn't exist. but like for the long flights.
The ambassador, where are you off to? Ambassador Place, Las Americas. Two-star half board.
I just like really white bread.
Yeah. For me, it's nice to get off a plane and not be sore. That was like a benefit for me I hadn't anticipated. Felt fucking incredible.
And then the heat, I know it's a cliche thing, but like, we stepped off the plane. It was like 7 o'clock at night, or we got delayed like by an hour.
Let me tell you,
the heat.
Oh man, it does slap you. Like,
did we tell you what the guy in Dubai said to me in security? Do you remember this now? So I came through, I have the wee lanyard to go through security, and they're taking me through. And then one guy, he was in like full military uniform in Dubai. He looked like when Sergeant Slaughter turned heel. That's what he looked like. And he just went up. I was about to go through the scanning machine. He was like, "Oh, will your pacemaker take this?" I was like, what? He goes, yeah, your pacemaker.
Is this the guy running beside you? I'll be all right, Willie.
I was like, no, I'm fat and disabled. That's two, that's two different
things. Things are unrelated.
I remember one time coming out and...
Sorry, I'd be so scared there, I would agree to anything. I'd be like, no, it should be fine.
I got really... Well, you've seen me when I get annoyed. I'm not the worst cunt in an argument ever, so I just get pissed off really quickly. So he's like, have you any papers? And I was like, I had to fill out papers to get this. They don't just give you it. And he was like, just gave me a dirty look.
He
like,
said the way I heard your paper. Well, he said, what the fuck did you say?
What the fuck did you say? I'll send you back to heaven.
Sorry, what were you going to say?
I know. I remember coming through Dubai once and there was unattended luggage. And I was like, I remembered every fucking movie from the noughties. I was like, oh... Yeah. Middle East, and I could hear, I'm like, oh fuck. And I went over to this guy, I was like, man, there's all a ton of luggage. And he just laughed in my face, and he went, we're not trying to bomb us.
Nice one, mate, I understand. Yeah. I found the smoking lounge in Dubai Airport.
That's rough.
You couldn't get in though, could you?
I was in it. He couldn't get in.
Is that the one in the Irish bar?
No, it's literally just the room where you. It's sponsored by Chesterfield.
Oh, yeah, yeah. There's ones you go to where like you open the door, like when I smoked, you open the door and just go.
It's the worst smell.
The guy they love smoking. Like.
Oh man,
everyone in it was just an old Chinese businessman.
Yeah, right. when you go,
do you have to do that to get in? Do you have to like assume that role to get in?
I just wore the eyes. 50.
A big oversized suit on.
If there's not much smoking room, you're doing the eyes. Whether you want to or not. There's 15 people in that room and 20 of them are Chinese businessmen. That's how there's just so... Everyone there is just 90 years old smoking.
And they don't flick the ash off their cigarettes either. So they're doing that weird thing your granny would do where you're like... Do you know what I mean? There's this big long bit of ash hanging. Yeah. You're like...
Like my Cruella de Vil.
You're like, fucking ping, flick that. Flick that quick. That's driving me mental.
So where do you go? Got any gigs coming up?
I'll be at the Adelaide Fringe all March.
You just announced the Waterfront.
Yeah. Oh yeah, Waterfront was on the 6th of September. Millennium Forum's 21st.
By the way,
September.
We're nowhere near end this podcast.
Sweet. No, just double checking. I was just sending it out so I remember. So I'm going to be at the Adelaide Fringe, then I'm going to be in Melbourne, Brisbane, Sydney.
Out of all these places, and this is the first time I've seen Perth on this trip, because last time it was like fly in, do the show, fly out. Melbourne's my favourite.
Because last time I was in Melbourne for 2 weeks, I was hammered the entire time. So I saw fuck all of it. Like
I would tell people, were like, oh, what did you and Mickey get up to over there? I was like, we would text each other all the time, because when I was leaving to go out in the morning, you were coming back in from your night out.
Yeah.
We're like literally shipping, we dothed the cap to each other.
There's a bar that comedians hang about in.
Oh, you took me to it.
They have a lock-in, and I was like, this is just me for that. That's the only pub I saw in Melbourne for 2 weeks.
Yeah.
And it's a shithole.
There's a great bar near us, what's called? Jam Juice?
Oh, Jungle Juice. So it seemed like that bar you took me. So first night I get there, Mickey's like, come on out. I was like, I'll go for one. And I went there, and every single comedian at the festival was there. And everyone was just like, they've been partying for a few weeks.
Yeah.
And you could tell like everyone was like dead behind the eyes, sunburnt, all this. And it felt like something demonic in a way, like cultish, where like, if you got me to have more than one drink, you would get to leave.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? They're like, you're free, Mr. Bartley.
I fucked the last one. Yeah.
So I won gin and tonic with you, and I was like, no, I'm leaving. And you went, no,
you never leave. You must stay with me.
Yeah. Tell the others.
There's been a time where last year I remember seeing Jojo Sutherland, and she'd been out on the same run that I'm doing, but obviously was drinking the whole time. And we were like, how can you be in Australia during summer and be whiter?
Right.
Haven't been fucking outside.
Because you're just, you just would all drink till like five?
You drink until they told you to stop drinking.
and then you go to sleep, wake up for the gig.
Yeah, so I was like, there's one night where I was going through my phone, and it was before I was going out with my girlfriend, but we'd, like, there was a whole, she's a comic, she was all there, like, in the fucking room, and there was a big comedian's party, and somebody was doing karaoke, and I was on stage letting on the strip, and then I zoom around on my phone, and I can see my now girlfriend staring at me like that. And I'm like, I do not remember that happening. Like,
I remember, that's what it was, because I said to you, a couple of nights into it, I was there for like 5 nights, and on the third or fourth night, I was like, next day after our show tonight, I'd love me and you to go to karaoke. And we were wrapped up at like 10:30.
Right.
And you were like, I found a place to do karaoke, and I went to that bar with you, and literally cranked my head, and I was like, is this where they're doing karaoke? You went, yeah. And you said, it was like 10:30, and he goes, it starts at 12:30, and there's like 10 people already signed up. I was like, good luck.
Aye.
Just left. I wanted to just get up, do Walk Into Memphis, and leave.
It's the big comedians rap party, like, so it's, I think there's free booze and pizza and stuff like that.
Oh. And what was this for? What was the...
It was the Melbourne Comedy Festival, just...
But it's great that it all just, all the festivals
roll
into
one. Who do you talk to, Maggie?
I'll get you a contact.
Hey, thank you, Uncle.
Don't go home, just stay here, be alright.
Mate. You've no idea how close I am to, like...
It's great to see, like, honestly, how happy... Not that you're not happy at home, but you're so happy here. And it actually, like, you know people talk about wholesome content?
But it is. There's
He loved, like, literally, if that homeless guy had, like, bit him on the neck like a zombie earlier, he'd loved it. Right. Because he'd just be happy to be here.
There is something about being out here and going, I'm out here doing stand-up.
Yeah.
And because I do stand-up, and it just... You can't be in a bad mood.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
There's a... This is the... weirdest thing ever to say.
You sure?
But like, there's weirdest a part of me that's a little bit proud. It's like, oh, I've got here just because I tell jokes. Do you know what I mean? And it's the weird thing to say, but there's a little bit of
also,
like,
I just realised, you think people are walking past and thinking we're doing some sort of like Shane's of PT and we're too like...
Guys, before we started this journey,
I wouldn't have wore a tank top in public, Shane. Thank you, mate. Thank you, V-Shred.
I don't know what people are thinking. Although everyone just does podcasts nowadays, so like, yeah, I don't think it's that weird.
It's only weird thing that's happened so far is just that one Asian lady and the guy who was in a bee suit for some reason.
Yeah, that was weird.
Yeah.
Oh, he lost his koala suit.
Oh, I'm gonna have lost it, mate. It was so cool.
I don't think we can get you to see a koala today.
It's okay.
But this is breaking my heart. Because do you know what? See, earlier, I was talking about like getting a general plan for the day. What did he have on his hand? A pamphlet for the koala sanctuary.
Yeah.
Not weirder, he had a pamphlet for the koala sanctuary. Yeah.
Where'd you find a pamphlet for the koala sanctuary?
He's had it with him.
I went to reception last
week. Alright.
It's like, you know...
Where is it? Whereabouts is it?
Craighaven?
Craighaven?
Craig.
Fuck kick.
You here to see the koala? Wait there, close the door, because back out in your koala suit. Found that, mate.
It's at the back of Rushmere.
I'll meet you behind
Craig
the bend in 20 minutes.
Haven?
Maybe.
Yeah, I don't think that's too far from here, actually.
It's an R each way.
Aye.
So, but we don't have time today. It's fine.
Do you know what? You could do it, but you'd be going by yourself.
I'd be fucking wrecked
as well. What time does your show start?
8.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Literally, even looking at the pictures of the koalas, there's a wee...
No, we will get to them.
No, it's fine. It's fine. No, I believe you. But
this is the only... Is it important to you to hold it? Or do you just want
to
be around?
I would like to meet one.
Again, he keeps saying meet.
Right.
I just want to meet a koala.
Yeah.
Big fan of your work.
Because the one in Sydney, which is one I
met here as well.
You're allowed.
I'm not allowed to be touched either.
You're allowed to like put your hand on its back.
People call me a bear.
Lads, I love it. I love it.
Well, we'll go get full fucking kids.
No, it's just like, I think I'm a lot more pleasant to be around here, and I don't know why.
Yeah.
I'm not as angry.
Yeah.
You'll, I definitely think if you're doing that short... I'm trying not to fold my arms because it's fucking... But doing this short a trip, you'll have a bug to come back. Like.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I went for one walk and text you, how do I make a living out here? Right. Because
yeah, you did. You like, we left you for a walk. You came back, but I'm moving here. Mickey's helping me.
It's honestly, I think the best way to do it... Because I've always wanted to do it, like, if you can come out and do the festivals...
That's exactly how that
did you
went.
Say Mickey's helping?
Yeah.
I got a job for the government.
I can't fucking wait. I'm moving here. Mickey has a plan.
He was like, lads, I'm not
I
jumping.
I just woke up the Australian Prime Minister. No, sorry, mate, I know him.
I was talking about, like, you were Dutch and red then. I was like, Mickey has a plan. Have faith, Tom. Have faith.
I'm not jumping the gun here, but I'd go for one walk and I'm never leaving.
Wait, know how I was walking around?
I met God. He's in the juice bar.
Punching women. But like, have you ever seen how I was walking around Perth? Have you ever seen the video for LDN by Lily Allen?
Yeah.
It's like a really bright and colourful one. As you're walking by, you see it's a shithole. Everything I saw, I was like, that's amazing. I walked past, it was 7 in the morning. There was a big fat lady in her car scoffing a cream bun.
And what was his name?
But she was like,
it was a mirror. That's what you would call it too. Getting scoffed.
I told you, I was like, I saw a fat lady scoff a cream bun, and you're like, why did you do that? And I was like, I didn't wrap the window, and I'd be like, yo,
chew.
Bit early for off.
Well, he's getting scoffed tonight.
I hope you do get scoffed for you. Guys,
Wim scoff.
Do you want to see if it?
The scoffing.
You see if it was a choice between a really hot person being like, "Do you want scoffed?" But or I had to get up early to go meet a koala.
Yeah.
I'll be like,
"Hey, kill two birds with one stone."
Fuck two koalas with one dick.
So we're staying. We're staying in a hotel, and it's like very basic hotel. But across the road, there's a backpackers hostel.
Aye.
And we walked past it, me and Niall kind of shivered a bit. We were like, whoa, like how crazy would that be? This guy was like, oh, fucking wait. He was raging. We were staying in the hotel and not there.
Man, just stand outside the backpackers, clipping your fingernails, they'll know what it means.
Why? What's
I don't
know.
All right. Thought it'd be something funny.
I thought it was
because he was about to buy nail clippers.
Who's nail clippers?
But it's like, you are horrified. You two were horrified by the idea of a hostel. Doesn't bother me. They're fine.
Yeah, they're literally called hostels.
Yeah, but he was like, he was raging. He was raging that we had our own like room. You know what I mean? He's like, fuck, like we have like a room where your safety's basically guaranteed.
I wasn't raging. I was like, this is nice, but like I was just being like,
you know that meme of like the guy in the bushes rubbing his hands? He saw that 7-person mixed dorm, was like, oh, man, well, he needs scoffed.
I've told you since the time I stayed.
What, scoffed in Lithuanian?
Yeah, I want best scoffed, let's go.
I'm trying to think of something. Nah, it's nothing. Nothing.
Sorry, what was it?
Yeah. No, I stayed in, there's a place in Perth that I stayed in once, and it was sketchy as fuck.
Was that the motel type place you were staying in?
It was called the Rendezvous Hotel. And it was like,
Rendezvous also do a show at the Rendezvous.
Rendezvous or Rendezvous?
It's Rendezvous.
I thought it was Rendezvous.
It could be Rendezvous, yeah.
Yeah. Anyway, Rendezvous Hotel. And it was dodgy as fuck. And the fire alarm went off one night and we all got kicked out. And there was a woman who had some of them messy teeth. And the only thing she brought out of her room was a massive case of them cans of Jack and Coke. just resting on a bin. Smoking a fag. She goes, this is the worst fucking hotel I've ever stayed in. And I'm like, this must be fucking bad. Because Auschwitz to you would look lovely.
I like the idea that like her family were in there, but she chose to cans.
Everyone else got their passport and like fucking important shit. She's just there with this fucking 48 cans of Jack and Coke.
Was it weird when you had the same thing?
No, mine were empty. I was like, poof.
It's fucking, like, every type, like, this beach we're at, right? Everywhere you go looks like the best place ever.
Yeah.
Like, it doesn't get better than this.
I mean, it's hard to find bad food out here, even, like.
Yeah.
We have not had a bad meal, so, like, everything's
Nando's is shite. Nando's is as
good. We went last
as,
night, like, me and Niall.
It's not as good out here as, like,
but I've learned, if you make peace with the fact that it's different, it's not bad. But the first time we came, I stood in the doorway for like 10 minutes, like, and people kept walking past me. It was like, maybe they're, but why, they don't bring you to your table and all that sort of thing.
Do you know what thing I'm loving? Everywhere I go, they're playing trance music.
Yes.
That's very much up my street. It's the only other place other than like East Belfast that plays this.
And also the lifestyle seems to be like, you get in a car from 1995 and just
drive the guts out of it.
Fuck about with it, yeah. I loved it.
It's class, man. I'm not going home. Fuck it.
I'll join you, Mick. I'll join you.
Sure, you're helping.
You're helping.
I'm helping. Yeah,
Mick's helping me. Mick's smuggling me.
Well, like, they're overstayed your visa. Guys, Mick's helping me.
All right. We'll just buy a big coat and I'll get in your shoulders.
But, like, when would it be? Like, if you did come here for, like, half a year or whatever, would it be next? Would you be doing
like
it next year?
January.
Right.
Time.
Right.
I would look at doing it for then because I've got Waterfront in December.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
So the best way to do it is because the rest
you
of the
worked
year,
out the system.
Yeah, the rest of the year, it's too big a country, too spread out.
Yeah.
To actually make a living full time with stand up. Like, a lot of the gigs we're doing are shite. So the best way to do it is come out, do the festivals, fuck off home and have summer for a year. That's the way I'm sort of looking at it. Well,
and then you, until like, you two yeah. do a podcast when you're...
Yeah, 100%.
Oh, 100%. 100%.
That'd be
give cool. two episodes before you're ready to kill me because I'm a cheeky cunt. You know what? I'd hear him not even. I'm lovely.
Nah, but fucking... you'll be all right.
Mix looking after me. It's right. That's the podcast.
I told you.
It's called Mix looking
hey,
after
tell me. Tell Mix looking after
he's
you,
he's a fucking
right?
good guy, yeah.
yeah.
Oh, Mickey,
he's one of my fucking buys, eh?
Yeah, he's a mate of mine, all right? He's a mate of ours.
He's good to fucking see you. You
but the week, remember we were shooting that promo of me in the koala bar suit?
Yeah.
And there's just a group of fucking teenage boys being like, he's dressed like a fucking koala.
Yeah. And also that's like a fleece-lined suit that he brought.
Fucking
roasting.
Look
pretty warm,
it was so, I had it on for 5 minutes and like it was a nightmare getting it off.
Yeah.
Because it was like just, it was like peeling skin off. It was fucking sweltering. Got
Speaking
it, I lost
peeling
it
skin
them.
Off, how's Niall?
You're right, me, man.
He's delayed.
You roasted?
Niall looks like he's doing a campaign for Zara, the way he's sat over there in that wee shirt.
Please help me find Zara. Zara went for a walk at 2 o'clock last Thursday and hasn't been seen since.
Niall loves
it. Carrying a case with Jack and Coke.
Niall, officially loves it, like.
Oh, that
he just
right.
he loves it.
That's a, I thought it was an actual second then.
Now loves it.
Now loves it.
He's doing. I got a guy doing a shoulder fest no. too. I think he's on after on the food. You're doing a double. Hey,
Craig Haven. Yeah, it's the three of them.
What was the other one? Niall Neil.
Ah,
there was a lot of pocket. Who gives a fuck?
we'll get one beer.
Okay, we've got 9 minutes. Willie, that's what you do. You do the waterfront and then
go away for a wee bit. I just. Also,
but don't say it like that because then people think you're a pedo. Willie's had to go away for a wee bit.
No, I'm like the Undertaker whenever he's injured. I go away for 6 months, I'll be back.
Right.
I mean, you'll be on the average, the gong goes off.
Right.
Then I just appear in a wee hat. Do you see him presenting the cup in Saudi Arabia?
Oh, did you see that?
The Undertaker presented the cup in Saudi Arabia?
Right, so like Cristiano Ronaldo.
Reggie?
Cristiano.
Roddy Reggie?
That's the way I said it, I just thought it sounded a bit like Scooby Doo. There's no reference, it wasn't that smart. I just had something in my throat.
I was like, you know Zach Galifianakis, that gif where he's like trying to work out all the sums around him? I'm like, right, link between Scooby-Doo, The Undertaker, and Saudi Arabia, go. But he also laughed, like, oh, but like different cartoon. Never mind.
Same genre.
Cristiano Ronaldo's team, where he's doing a show at the bridge as well. Not a name. Cristiano Ronaldo's team were playing some final in Saudi Arabia football, and... You know the trophy you get presented by like an ex-player or something? Or like the sponsor?
Aye.
It's the full Undertaker. In character
like full
as the Undertaker.
Saudi Arabia was a mad place, man. That's what happens with too much money and...
They're doing stupid shit like that.
The players are even like, the fuck is this guy doing?
Don't look at him.
Yeah. This guy's died twice. This man is
there is an award show from 96 that Undertaker, like it was a mainstream one. It was like a music award or something.
Like MTV Music Awards?
Something like that, don't know why. But the Undertaker was presenting an award. But
for
just
best
before
kiss.
Just before he went on stage, he got served divorce papers.
Right.
So there is a ceremony, the Undertaker full attire, and being like, please take me back. Fucking
yeah,
so
that's
weird.
Frogs.
How does he talk?
Please take me back.
So that was you
the way
you
did it the first time.
That was you to that method, or
yeah, the way you did it the first time, the Undertaker says, I guess, please take me back.
I'm trying.
Hell, boys, that's
I'm
me, the Undertaker. Get with it.
The Undertaker, am I?
That's me, boys. I limestone you, tombstone, what's it called? I can't mind.
Rest in peace, mate.
That's it, now. Just terrible sad, was it?
Oh, yes.
Where?
Where? Time to play him the game, boys, let's go.
When is?
You smell that? He's cooking something again.
That's the bottom line, I'm telling you.
Can't find him.
Where? Why can Stone Cold tell you?
Tell you.
Tell you,
Stone Freeze, I tell you.
Doesn't matter, fuck what do you think?
What you gonna do, bro? I'm out of things.
It's all about the game. Tyrone versus Armagh. What do today?
Good effort. Some way indeed, boss. You just fuck quite grand, elegant. Ah, it's warm now.
I do watch a wrestler whose catchphrase is someday for it. Hey, we'll see you in Hell in a Cell someday for it.
Someday for it. I won't be intimidated if you did it the right way, like.
Yeah.
Fucking someday for it.
When's your show? November?
September.
September?
Aye. Sixth. Thick. Aye.
6th of September?
Mm-hmm.
That's a lovely day.
Sexy promo picture.
Thanks, mate.
Some really awesome people were born on the 6th of September.
Is that your birthday, is it?
It is.
Woo. Well, I have a good idea. I don't know where you can go. Is the Waterfront Hall.
100%.
That's a show you're doing here, is it?
Well, it's like, not really, it's a version of it. So basically what I'm doing sneakily is writing the show while I'm out here. So by the time I get back to Belfast, it'll be a brand new show nobody's seen.
So you're like swapping out bits as they come? Yeah.
Ah, okay. You're siphoning bits off. Yep.
Mining for gold.
And
prospecting.
Yours November?
December 13th.
Have you announced yours?
No.
But you will by the time
by the time I
I did December 13th last year. Great day for it.
Yeah.
Great day for it.
Yep. Scumbag millionaire, come see it.
Seen his poster?
Not yet, actually, no.
Oh, it's great.
It's good.
It's great.
Now I just need to write the actual fucking show.
I remember being in Dublin. We were doing Olympia that day. Me, you and Andrew Ryan went on a boys trip during the day. We went cold water swimming. We went to Howth and it was great. It was the best day ever.
Went to
Howth.
Was that the day?
I was going to say, who's Howth?
Was that
the day? And then at my house and then with
Andrew William.
Was that the day Andrew Ryan just kept doing the impression of Elton John from Bo Select?
Yes.
Backstage, Andrew Rans is coming in here going, John Bottom, do you? You want me to bomb you?
He lost his mind a bit. But that's the day you told us. You were talking about
the story of the show.
The idea of the show, but not like it was a show.
And me just and Andrew, you the story
like, you know, like you both stop and do like in a Hollywood movie, you turn to the guy and be like, That's the show. We both at the same time clocking. We were like,
it took a lot convincing to do.
That's the show
is.
And you were like, you're not sure about it because it is very much putting yourself out there. Like,
yeah, it's
and it's very, very personal.
But I'm fucking off for 6 months after, so don't care.
Fucking right.
Mickey sorting me.
You know, Mickey, the guy who lost away from taking meth.
Well, we're wrapping up. What do you? We'll go get something.
Yeah, whatever you want to do. I have a show at 7:30, but until then.
Oh, do you?
Aye, what do you mean?
We're getting picked up at 7 to go to ours. ShaneTalkComedy.com for tickets for my show.
The SSE.
Yeah.
Shine.net for mine.
Shine.net.
Shine a light on me.
The ticket. Yep.
Shine.net.
Yep.
Clear it out. Just buy anything.
I fucking wipe the place out.
Doesn't matter what it is. Say select all.
Yeah. Get tickets for all. Someday. All be great shows.
Someday for it, boys. Thanks to Niall for producing this and sitting over there like a, like that'd be like a, if you got like a side profile picture of him, like sweet like album cover.
That would be a nice album
where he's
cover.
Doing like a Jack Johnson type music.
Yeah, that should be the black and white photo of your autobiography.
Yes,
just in the middle.
Niall in the coffin.
Yeah, you look like you've just dropped the Sound of the Summer. Like,
yeah,
yeah, loves it. The autobiography.
This is the guy behind your favorite albums.
Yeah,
yeah,
you know.
Yeah.
Yeah, so thanks to everyone for everything. And let's go for it.
What time is it? 3 o'clock?
Yeah. Go for a wee dip. Now you're trying to do. He's trying to get you into the cult. Oh. I'm so innocent. Yeah, yeah, that's 3. 2 minutes to.
It actually is. 2 minutes to 3.
Guys, thank you very much for watching, for listening. See you next time.
All the best.
Sipper, God love you. If you've made it all the way through this episode, that means you love Tea With Me, you love this podcast, or it means like you've drifted off and you've just left this on play. Either way, what you need to do is head over to our Patreon. If you enjoy the podcast and you want more tea, that's where you go. We do a bonus episode called The Special Brew every Monday and a live stream podcast every Friday with some of your favorite comedians. You can chat, interact, ask questions. When we announce live podcasts, you get early access to tickets with a little bit of a discount on there. And there is so much more. You can go back and watch, I think, nearly 1,000 hours of content. Tea With Me Patreon, which is patreon.com/teawithmepodcast. The link is in the description. I'll see you there.